Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Frog Watch with your one and only host, who is the most...
Yes, it's Martin here from Yak. You're listening to Prog Watch.
Well, hello to all my friends out there in Prog Land, whether you're listening on progzilla.com, progpositivity.com, or Voyage 35 Radio, or if you're picking us up as a podcast from Society 13 Network, Hipcast, iTunes, or Stitcher. Welcome all, one and all, to another exciting episode of Prog Watch. And I've got a whole big boatload of Prog.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Nah, Chief, I don't think we'll be needing the bigger boat this week. Not necessarily. Could have maybe used it last week, though, whenever I was frantically dicing my own yakking, trying to fit in everything that I had programmed, all the songs, and I didn't want to cut a minute of that great interview with Nick Nikolopoulos from Cicada. So I did eventually get it pared down to, I think, 89 minutes and 45 seconds or something like that. It was that close. But yeah, I got a pretty full show this week, but maybe not quite that full. Anyway, I'm going to get things rolling with a band that, if you're a longtime listener, you'll know that I really like this band, and I really like one of their members, Eric Norlander. And I'm also a big fan of Mark McCright and Don Schiff as well, and collectively they are known as the Rocket Scientists. I'm going to play a song from their album called Looking Backward, and the name of the song is Minstrel Savior.
Tell
Just to reiterate, that was Minstrel Savior from the album Looking Backward, a 2007 retrospective album featuring previous albums by the Rocket Scientists, including Earthbound, Brutal Architecture, and Oblivion Days, with some re-recordings. I believe this track was a re-recording. Anyway, as I alluded to before I played the cut, the Rocket Scientists are Mark McCright on vocals and guitar, Eric Norlander keyboards and vocals, and Don Schiff on the stick, Chapman stick, bass guitars, all that good stuff. And as I said before, big fan of Rocket Scientists. If you haven't listened to them much, you should go check them out. They have a handful of really great albums, and Eric has quite a number of his albums under his own name as well. And, well, Mark McCride, I found a solo album of his recently, and Don Schiff is just all over the place. He's a really in-demand session guy and jams with all kinds of, like, bass and stick groups. Really interesting dude. And that is going to bring us to a feature that I've been running for the last few weeks. This is the Prog Radar weekly recommendation by my friend Martin Hutchinson over in the UK, who runs the Prog Radar site on Facebook. This week, Martin has sent us a song from a group called Twice Bitten. They were a self-described heavy wood duo consisting of Greg Smith and Rog Patterson. And I guess they had their heyday back in the 80s, I'm guessing, because this album is entitled Late Cut, and it's actually a re-release of one of their earlier albums, the 30th anniversary edition, with some extra tracks thrown in. The track we're going to hear is one of those extra tracks, and the name of it is Crocus Point, and this is from Twice Bitten's Late Cut album, just released this year. We'll be right back. As I said before, that was Crocus Point from the album Late Cut by the Heavywood duo who called themselves Twice Bitten. I must admit that I wasn't familiar with Twice Bitten. I guess they were a little more of a UK thing. I guess they never really hit it over here in the States, or if they did, I just missed it at the time. But I found some pretty interesting stuff on this album if you like your prog a little on the folkier side. But here, now I'm going to give you Martin's bite-sized review. Late Cut is the CD album celebrating the 30th anniversary of legendary Heavywood duo Twice Bitten's No Third Man album. Using only stringed instruments with no percussion or keyboards, there's a simple, sparse beauty to the songs on the album. Paired back to its constituent parts, it has a stark and honest feel to it. Sepia-tinged nostalgia abounds on these lovingly remastered songs. The addition of two new tracks is a huge bonus. Once again, that was the Prog Radar Weekly recommendation and the bite-sized review by Martin Hutchinson at Prog Radar. If you haven't, go find that page on Facebook. They're really cranking out the reviews now on albums, really get you pointed in the right direction, because he has some people chiming in with guest reviews now. So there's just a lot of music being reviewed there. And if you're a prog fan wondering how to spend your hard-earned coin, they can help you, you know, get pointed in the right direction.
When one Mellotron just isn't enough, call in the professionals. Progzilla, proving that prog isn't just for dinosaurs.
Anyway, I'm going to move things along here, and I'm going to play something from one of my all-time favorite prog bands. Yes, I'm going to play one of their more recent releases. It's only 16 years old. But it's from their 18th studio album, which was The Ladder in 1999. It was seen as a conscious return to the classic Yes sound, but still tried to have a contemporary edge as some of their stuff did through the 80s and into the 90s. It's the only Yes album with keyboardist Igor Khorishev as a full-time member, and the last one that Billy Sherwood was a member of. It's the only album of the band as a sextet. Obviously, Igor and Billy were joined by John Anderson, Steve Howe, Chris Squire, the late, great Chris Squire, and Alan White. But from the latter album in 1999, I'm going to play a song called If Only You Knew.
Better When I feel the hurt in so many people's lives, I take a deep breath and think of your smile, your eyes. When I hear the sadness of this earth time, then I take a deep breath and know that you understand, that you
Once again, that was If Only You Knew from Yes's album The Ladder in 1999. This is one of those kind of albums, I guess, gets looked over a little bit. I think it was a pretty good effort, actually, for the time. And I always liked this track very much, so I hope you did too. But I'm going to move along here, and I'm going to play something from a band called Panic Room. Now, following Karnataka's 2003 release, Delicate Flame of Desire, Jonathan Edwards, the keyboardist, Paul Davis, the guitarist, and Gavin Griffiths, the drummer, decide to break away and form a group called Panic Room with Anne-Marie Helder, who had done some background vocals on the last Karnataka album that they worked on. She's from Mostly Autumn, which is a little more of a prog folk kind of thing that maybe we'll get around to playing some of that one of these days. But Alan Vaughn joined on bass and completed the lineup. And they released their first album entitled Visionary Position in 2008. And from that album, I'm going to play a cut called Electra City. We'll be right back.
destruction. We're what you made. Without first reading the instructions.
That was Electra City from the album Visionary Position, released by the group Panic Room in 2008. Gave you a little rundown on who's in the band before. But yeah, this is pretty indicative of the kind of stuff that they were doing. It's very melodic, somewhat catchy, but still has some strong prog roots in there. So anyway, if you've never heard of them, I suggest you check them out. I think they have maybe about a half dozen studio albums to their name at this point. I'll probably be playing more from them in the future.
And now for something completely different.
Yes, this is something a little different, and this is kind of becoming a regular feature here on the show the last few weeks. And I tried to get this rolling, you know, a year ago, where I was asking for bands to submit music, bands that are relatively unknown at this point. This is another one of those albums that the artist popped up and says, hey, I heard your show and I have an album and would you check it out and consider it for your show? So I really like when that happens, and I really do try to give them a fair listen and play it whenever I think it's something that you folks out there would enjoy. So this week I have something from an artist called Mario Tomic, T-O-M-I-C, who's from Toronto, and He's a self-described internationally renowned progressive jazz rock guitarist. And he sent me his album, which is called Singles Collection. From that album, I'm going to play a track called Land of a Thousand Islands. Once again, that was Mario Tomic, T-O-M-I-C, with his song Land of a Thousand Islands from his singles collection, which, as I said before, he sent to me, was gracious enough to send it along, and this track was pretty indicative of what you will hear if you go and check out some of Mario's work. He is a guitarist, and it is all instrumental music, jazz fusion kind of stuff, but yeah, if you're into that kind of thing, go check him out. I thought it was some pretty good sounding stuff.
listening to the station with the best mix of music. Progzilla, bringing you the best progressive music has to offer.
Anyway, next up, I'm going to play an artist who I greatly admire, and it is Phish. If you're new to the prog scene, Derek William Dick, a.k.a. Phish, came to prominence as the vocalist and insightful lyricist of the classic neo-prog band Marillion. Supposedly, he got his nickname from his friends based on his love of taking long baths. He went his own way after Marillion's excellent 1987 album, Clutching at Straws, and has put out 10 studio albums so far. What I'm going to play from his album, A Feast of Consequences, in 2013, is a song called The Great Unraveling. Once again, this is our old friend Derek William Dick, also known as Phish.
Once certain futures, we usher them into the light. Into the light. Goodbye. I know that I will have to leave and give up to the light. Into the
That was a pretty cool track, eh? Once again, that was entitled The Great Unraveling by Phish from his A Feast of Consequences album, his most recent album to date, which was released in 2013. On this album, he was joined by Robin Bolt on guitars, Foss Patterson keyboards, Steve Vansis on bass, and Gavin Griffiths, previously mentioned as a member of Panic Room, on drums, doing some session work there. Once again, that was by Phish, one of my all-time favorite prog icons, I guess, from the 80s, who helped keep this genre alive during some pretty dark days. And if you are unfamiliar with the early Marillion stuff that featured Phish, now we've played stuff by the later Marillion, and they're two different animals now. You know, and I know there's some, you know, rivalry between the two camps, we'll say, you know, those who think Phish was the only singer for Marillion and those who think Hogarth is the only singer. I'm right in the middle. I'm straddling the fence, you know. I like them both. I can see merit to both incarnations of the band. But, you know, Phish was definitely a force to be reckoned with back in the day, and really did, in my opinion, help keep prog alive in the 80s with the band Marillion, obviously. But anyway, I'm going to move things along here. I'm going to play a song from Lunatic Soul. Now, Lunatic Soul is a solo studio project from Riverside's bass guitarist and vocalist, Marius Duda. Don't think that this is just the lighter, unplugged side of Duda, though. It's dark, brooding. There's a lot of eclectic sounds and, like, weird samples and scratchy drum tracks and stuff with ethnic instruments and influences. Dashes of Eastern music and psychedelia all tied together by songs that show Duda's talent for creating really catchy and accessible melodies and songs. So this is going to be from Lunatic Soul's latest album, which was entitled Walking on a Flashlight Beam. It was released in 2014, and the name of the song is Gutter. Thank you. Once again, that song was entitled Gutter from Walking on a Flashlight Beam, the 2014 release by Lunatic Soul, which is a project of Marius Duda. And in this project, Marius does much of the work himself, including the vocals, bass guitars, acoustic guitars, percussion, keyboards, etc. In fact, on this album, I think the only guest musician they have listed is Warsnick Dramowitz on drums and percussion. I think Marius was doing the rest of it, which is pretty impressive when you sit down and listen to it as a body of work. I think there's four or five Lunatic Soul albums out there. If you like this kind of brooding, kind of borderline on, like, I don't know. It's just a mishmash of so many different things. It's really interesting, in my opinion. I highly recommend you check it out. It's Lunatic Soul, once again, a side project of the great Marius Duda, who is the vocalist and bass player from Riverside. Next up, I'd like to play something from another classic neo-prog band, Galahad. Now, Galahad was formed in 1985 just for fun. They were playing a mixture of cover songs from, like, Genesis, Zeppelin, Rush, Sabbath, Focus, Marillion, etc., mixed in with some of their own material. Since 1991, they've produced 10 studio albums. Their last three have taken them towards a heavier, more muscular guitar-oriented direction, but still with plenty of keyboards and progressive elements. The song I'm going to play is from their album Beyond the Realms of Euphoria, released in 2012, and the song is entitled All in the Name of Progress.
What happened one day? Sometimes we have to rationalize. Sometimes we have to sacrifice. Decisions we make, actions we take, and principles we sometimes break. All in the name of progress. All in the name of progress.
Waves hammering at my door.
Once again, that was Galahad, the name of the song All in the Name of Progress from their Beyond the Realms of Euphoria album, which was their latest release in 2012. Now, Galahad consists of Stuart Nicholson on vocals, Roy Keyworth on guitars, Spencer Luckman drums, Neil Pepper on bass, and Dean Baker on keyboards. And on this album, if you listen, like I said, it's a little more of guitar-oriented, but there's like elements of techno and, you know, different kinds of beats and almost like dancey parts to it. Lots of sequences, and prog elements, changes in tempo. And another thing that's very changing is, Stu Nicholson's delivery. He seems to have several kind of personas, I don't know. Yeah, where his voice takes on different characters in different songs. You know, he has a very expressive voice. Really a great voice, maybe one of the greatest in prog at the moment. But once again, that was Galahad, and if you haven't heard them, you should go check them out. They have about 10 albums, I think I said. 10 studio albums. So there's a nice wealth of material there from the 90s up through today.
We don't play hits. If progressive music is your thing, Radio Progzilla is your station. Progressive music from your progressive rock station. Progzilla.
And that sound was me climbing up into the attic to dig into the classic corner to find an oldie but goodie from the golden days of prog back in the 70s. This week I have a song from Barclay James Harvest. They're a classic band from the early 70s, who were once called A Poor Man's Moody Blues by less than kind critics. But the band actually turned it around and owned that comparison by writing a song, which is one of their popular songs, called Poor Man's Moody Blues for their 1977 album Gone to Earth. I'm going to go ahead and play the cut right now and talk a little about Barclay James Harvest afterward. They're still active, so I have some, you know, stuff to tell you there. But the name of the song that I've chosen is Ursula, the Swansea Song, and this is from their album Barclay James Harvest and Other Stories, released in 1971.
Loved a lady who did change into a child. I saw the light of day shine in her eyes.
her like a baby, and I raised her to the sky. It seems the light of day has held by. As she walks along the seashore, and she listens to the sea, and I can say if she ever plays on. Or just a drop of water in her hand, a pebble or a broken shell, a rock upon the shore. I doubt if I could love her. As she walks along the seashore, and she listens to the sea, and I can say if she ever thinks of me.
I've always loved that song. It's just a pretty catchy, haunting kind of thing. You could see where critics might draw comparisons to the Moody Blues just from the overall sound of it. But anyway, in the band at the time, this is like the classic lineup, was Les Holroyd, basses, piano, guitars, lead vocals, John Lees, guitars, lead vocals, Mel Pritchard, drums and percussion, and Stuart Woolley Wolstenholm on keyboards, guitar, and lead vocals. As I said, they're still active, but they've actually split into two bands, kind of John Lees, Barclay James Harvest, and Barclay James Harvest featuring Les Holroyd. So, yeah, look for them. They might be coming to a town near you. Who knows? And they do have some classic material. And if you haven't checked them out, I suggest you do. It's one of those classic bands. Maybe, you know, never quite as well known as, say, your Genesis or Yes or Moody Blues, but put out a nice body of work over their career.
Program complete.
And yes, that does bring us to the end of the show once again. And I'd like to thank you all for coming along for the ride. If you like the show, I'd ask you to maybe go over and like the Facebook page, Prog-Watch, or follow me on Twitter, at ProgSquatch, all one word, ProgSquatch, where I do the Daily Classic. If you like the Facebook page or follow me on Twitter, you'll be able to see the Daily Classic albums that I put up every day, except Sundays. Squatches rest on Sundays. And yeah, if you're so inclined, you can send me an email. If you catch me telling a falsehood, or not like I would deliberately try to deceive you. Let's say if I got something wrong, if it was an inaccuracy, we'll say. Or if you want to suggest a band, or if you have music, you have a band, or you're the promoter of a band, you want to get on that thing where I'm trying to, play a cut from a less known artist, try to help them, reach a wider audience, by all means, send me an email. Or just send me an email to say, hey, I like it, or hey, it stinks, whatever. Let me know. Let me know what you're thinking. The show is constantly evolving, and I'm trying to make it be more of what you people want to hear. So anyway, if you do feel like contacting me, my email is progsquatch, all one word, P-R-O-G-S-Q-U-A-T-C-H, @gmail.com. I'm going to leave you with my usual send-off and say, Prague on, brothers and sisters.